Call the Plan Commission meeting to order, June 23rd, 2015, at 6:30 p.m. Go through the roll. Hanson?
Present.
Rapp?
Here.
Dart?
Here.
Kapur?
Here.
Retzla?
Here.
And Kowalczyk Adrian is absent. I believe she's sick. I don't think I need a motion to move on to agenda item two, correct?
Correct.
So agenda item number two is modify or adopt the existing agenda.
Move to adopt the agenda.
Okay.
We've got a motion.
Who was the second?
By Retzla, and Hanson was the second. If there's no objections, I guess we'll take a voice vote, correct? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Moving on to item three, minutes for May 18th, 2015. Are there any corrections?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Motion by Kapur, second by Hanson. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes approved. Number four, announcements. Are there any announcements? Trevor?
Well, I have a few. One, I believe we discussed having a quarter study update at this meeting. We have no new information, so I just let that off. And then, as many of you probably saw, the Highway 172 trail was paved, and it's really nice, pretty exciting. Farmers market still going good. First one, July 9th, Thursday evening. And then, final one, the quick trip. The village board voted last week, so I'm sure you're aware, not to approve the petition.
Trevor, do we have enough vendors to have the farmers market?
We have the interest. We're waiting for a few more applications. That some of the vendors said they're going to get them in. But so far we only have, I believe, six. But I believe we have about 15 vendors that have verbally committed. So.
Oh, good. Everybody I talked to is very excited about that.
Yeah, I am too.
What time is that starting in, Trevor? I'm sorry to hear you.
4 p.m.
4 p.m.?
Mm-hmm. It goes until 7. Our goal was to have 12 to 15 vendors for a year, so doing pretty good.
Got to start somewhere. Are there any other announcements, or does anybody have anything else to bring up? Okay, move on to number five, public appearances.
Well, I'll make one mention.
Oh, sure.
I hear tell that there's going to be a critical mass ride in Green Bay. I think it's this Thursday night, the 26th.
What is it?
Starting at 8 p.m. So there's a Facebook page for Critical Mass Green Bay.
Like the bicycles or motorcycles?
Bicycles.
Okay.
You said this Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to number five, are there any public appearances? If so, please step to the podium and state your name and address.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'd just like to encourage the Planning Commission to take a stand with the DOT and encourage them to include a sidewalk on the west side of the Riverside Drive State Highway 57 project from the new connector spur for the Fox River Trail to Stanball Road. Even if we don't have a plan to put buildings in there right now because of the vacant land, I believe that the DOT is required to at least make room for it in their plans, even if they don't include the sidewalk there. So I'd like to see the sidewalk from 170 to the new spur that we just put in, that connects to the Fox River Trail, to Stanbaugh Road, and that would give people access to the Fox River Trail and to the State Park at Heritage Hill. And then also connecting a couple hundred feet at St. Francis Park to connect to the St. Francis Park, the Fox River Trail at St. Francis Park. So those were deleted from the plan by the DOT, and I believe that if they're going to delete sidewalk on one side of the road, they have to give an explanation, and they didn't. So that would be good for the village to have sidewalk on that side, and that would permit people to get to our new waterfront down by the Shank building and by the old brewery. Thanks.
Yes, Trevor, or Trustee Dart, would the village board pass a resolution or anything in that manner to send to the DOT, or is that something that's being discussed by the village board?
I haven't heard that discussion. There's a lot of discussion of the sidewalks on the east side, but there's a problem with, I mean, there isn't a lot of talk about the sidewalks on the west side. Mr. O'Rourke has brought that up before, so I'm not sure if anything's being moved forward on that. Are you aware of anything, Trevor?
I'm not aware.
Yeah, and I don't know if a resolution would be what we need. I don't know where to take that next.
Isn't there going to be some sort of village board workshop with respect to a highway?
There was that last week or the week before?
No, that was a public information meeting.
No, but there was an official meeting with the DOT.
There was?
Yes, was it last Monday? Trevor, you weren't there, so you don't know. And they were presenting their plans to us.
I thought Trustee Raptor talked about a workshop that the village board would have specifically to assess conditions, like open issues with
okay,
the design.
I haven't heard that.
Okay. I'm not certain. I mean, that's what I thought I heard at the public information meeting when he made his presentation. So
it'd be nice if we had some sort of way to gather information in a more friendly environment than with the DOT at the DOT meeting. It got a little bit confrontational with some of the public. But it might be nice if there was a way for people to put in what they'd like to see and come up with a coherent plan to then send a letter to the DOT, and whether that would be through Brad or through Craig. But there needs to be a way for the public to just say, this is what I'd like to see. And it's not a demand from them, but more of a request, and people can come to terms once they hear what other people would like to see on there. For example, I'd like to see more safe crossings going east-west. And when I talk to the DOT, they only want to talk about going north-south. And the federal the DOT has said that they've placed all the blame for all the bad things about the program on the federal mandate and the federal policy. I have read the federal policy, and it's actually a very good policy. And it's not onerous. And if the people of this committee, and I can send it to you, read the policy that says that we want to encourage usage walking and biking without taking property rights, if that's where we're going with it, I think that the federal highway department would go ahead and improve whatever plan that we have, because I believe that the village of Alloway wants to do a better job than the federal government requires. And finally, that the only thing that the agency would need would be a letter explaining why they're going to change from the general parameters that they have. They have a one-size-fits-all. They have 15 different sizes, but they have one-size-fits-all for all the communities. And if the people in the village said, we'd like to do better than what's required, the head of the DOT has the authority to go ahead and say, that's okay with me. So they have that authority. They just need a letter saying why we're going to deviate. But we don't have to fit into a one-size-fits-all. If we want to do something better, that's a little different than what they've done in the past. That's a good way to go. Precedent has been set for that by the village. We do better retention ponds than around the state, so the DNR, I believe, gives us more leeway than they do other communities because our engineers do a better job than the minimum requirement.
Trevor, what do you think the vehicle is to recommend this or try to move this along to the village board, if that's what the village board would like to have on an agenda or something like that, to take some action, yes or no, on whether or not this will be addressed?
I believe now that Roger did say something else at that meeting with the DOT on Wednesday, and Trustee Rafter did mention some sort of informational meeting put on with the village and the DOT or something along those lines. I'm trying to remember what date he said.
Well, my impression was, and I do remember him calling it a workshop, okay? And we'd have to get someone from the village board to clarify this, but the impression I got is it would be a sit-down session with the DOT and I don't know whoever else, and I guess the public is invited to that. It's supposed to be an open meeting where they would kind of hash through all of the design questions that remain outstanding and get to a point where they could either make a decision on which way to go or to,
maybe that meeting time hasn't been established yet, because I think it was like the Monday, like there was a meeting on Monday night and then there was the public meeting on Wednesday night, and a lot of issues came up about, there was some legislators there that are saying, hey, you make, and Mr. O'Rourke is saying, do better. Well, they're saying, the funding's going to be taken away and you might have to make do with the highway you have and just resurface it. And, there's a lot of other talk. So going for more, I'm not sure it's going to be helpful. And then they were saying, well, the state mandates on complete streets is going away. So, they don't have to do those things. But the federal mandates still stand. So there's just a lot of things going up and down of different ways of looking at that. So,
well, I think the important thing is for the community to establish its point of view. Could you hang on a while? And as an example, one of the process that the Department of Administration uses with respect to new facilities, when a design is completed at different stages, it's sent out to concerned parties. User groups and maintenance people responsible for maintenance. They're all supposed to go through the plans and make comments about what is either correct or incorrect or what they don't understand. And all of those comments go back to the designers, and the designers collate them and provide a response, a written response to all of the issues. Now, the DOT has been collecting public comments for months on the different designs. Nothing has been published about those comments. I would think that the community would want to have a database of some sort or something that shows what those comments are and quantifies them as to what are the most common concerns that community members have. And then the DOT, I would think, would want to organize those so that they could prepare written responses for the village board, for our group and the village board, to respond to. we should respond as caretakers of the comprehensive plan. So, and review the design with respect to it and advise the village board accordingly. So, so that's what I would recommend. So.
I have something, Wes. That's okay. They gave us the handout at that meeting last Wednesday, and there were some dates in it. Do you have your handout, Trevor? Don't they say when, what the next step, or I thought there were some next meeting dates that were included in there?
I see the general dates, or the general timeline.
Oh, okay.
But there's a specific date?
I thought there was something that, was there something in their timeline that they were going to be sitting down with the village? No? Okay. I thought that there was in that handout.
Is there another meeting taking place, Trevor, in this building? Because we have visitors that are kind of wandering.
Walking through.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
I see Riley's out there, and they're walking around looking for something, and another gentleman.
Roger, is there a way you would suggest people get their comments and feelings to this committee on 57? Because I think that from what I saw from the 80 people that were there, it did get a little bit contentious.
People
need just a place to be heard, and that if they don't get their way, they're okay with it, but at least they need to know that they were heard.
Yeah, there is a public comment process that the DOT has. They had sheets that you could fill in there at the public information meeting. They, at one time, had a form you could fill in on the website, on their website, with respect to the project. But you can also just send an email to their communications officer for this project.
Well, the phrase that they used at the meeting was, the village said this, and I go to a lot of meetings, and when they said the village said this, somebody at the village said that, but the village itself did not say that, and as a collection, the village did not say that. So when they said the village said this, when they were adjusting where they were putting the crossing points, and they said the village said this, I was going, well, that was, you know, somebody else, but there wasn't a collective input from the public. That just, you know, without being
well, it's
forceful,
now, Jim, hold on. It's a design process. So there are people who are assigned the responsibility to represent the village to the design engineers and the DOT who is managing the process. So there is a group here at the village who is providing that direction to the engineers and the DOT. Well, to the engineers, and then the DOT oversees the process. But, so that would be coming from Public Works and from members of the village board and from our administrator in some fashion. I don't know what that process is, but or if it's a sit-down meeting or if it's exchanging email, it may be all of those. But that is normal for this, and you would not expect everybody to be participating in that. That's the purpose of the public information meeting and the public comment process that they have established. So
I'll be done in just a second, but just, I think it would be nice if there was just some, even if it's just a Dropbox or some kind of mailbox, for people with comments, if they wanted to get it to Brad, if there was some sort of formal way that they said, this is what you do. If you have a comment, even if it's just 20 or 30 words, you can send it here, and then they'll take it into consideration when they talk to the DOT, because not everybody wants to be that involved, but they just want to have their concern heard. And it may not be a big concern, but for example, what I saw was the regulations call for getting along and getting across. And that's what we're looking at. DOT is all about getting along the road, and my position is I want to get across the road. And so getting along and getting across, that was the key phrase that I saw in one of the, you know, putting out by the Federal Highway Department, and that there was nothing objectionable I saw in their program. But I'd just like to see, our concern is getting across, DOT wants to get along, and so we can
DOT,
work it together.
Oh, excuse me, Jim. DOT will always say that the village's big concern is getting across that street. They know that that is the concern of the village.
And they're
keeping that in mind. And they, when I, at the meeting I was at, they went through all different points and explained the process of where they chose and why they chose to get across.
Right.
And there's a lot of information there. I don't have it all in my head, but it should look like it was thought out well. And, you know, they had rationale for everything that I could see. I mean, maybe you could argue with their rationale, but...
Or the number of crossings or whatever. And it's not for... I'm not a highway designer. But if there's people in the neighborhoods and they're saying, well, that's too far down, maybe there's a need for two more crossings, you know, at least they should be heard. And then once it... When the final design comes in, they said, well, we decided that we went with six crossings instead of eight crossings, and that, for safety reasons, that's why we're doing it. But at least people were heard. For example, on Taft Street, that neighborhood should have access to get down to the trail closer to their parcel, closer to Taft.
I think there's a couple of, or a few things we can probably take away so we can move on a little bit. But so one is the comments section. I don't know if, Trevor, you want to speak with Brad about any other mechanism, or the village president Gast, if there's some mechanism that they want to use to try to gather more comments. The next one is the next meeting date with the DOT. Figure out when that is, and if it is a workshop or a public information session. The West Side Sidewalk, it sounds like maybe that specifically hasn't been brought up in the past, and if it hasn't, maybe bring that up to Brad and see if he wants to push that forward to the village board or talk to village president Gast about it. And then really, I think, kind of holistically, if we could get a timeline in front of us, I guess more regularly, maybe at every meeting as far as what step we're at in this design process, just so we, and maybe that's on the website already. I haven't ventured over there in a month or two. And if it is, then I'll just direct myself to the website. But just to let us kind of know where we are, and then maybe we can head off these issues where we don't know when the next meeting is or whatever else.
Sure.
Does that sound reasonable? I don't.
Yeah, and two, I believe that, you know, the Public Works Committee drafted a letter to the Village Board kind of requesting that the DOT look at the maximum extent of pedestrian facilities as possible. DOT, I believe, has received that letter, so, and they've taken that into consideration as that being part of the village's viewpoint. So I'm guessing there's some reason why that, like the sidewalk was left out. I'm going to look into that and find that out for you. Additionally, there is these packets that were, they're at the front desk. In the back, they have a green comment form that you can write out and submit to the DOT, or you can do it online through their website as well.
So, Jim, have you taken that green form and filled it out? So you've done your first step.
I communicate with them by email directly.
Okay.
And they're very good at responding. They're very good at responding.
And have they responded to your request on the West Side Sidewalks?
They responded that they received it.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You've been acknowledged.
Yeah, it's been communication.
And when I say the West Side Sidewalk, it's half is along the river, half is along the highway, and then the other half would be using the existing Fox River Trail and going behind the houses. So I'm not advocating putting West Side Sidewalk in front of the houses along the Murphy Coles Gate, but it would connect to our new spur and then take people down along the Fox River Trail and make it much, much more usable throughout the year.
Sounds like things are happening, so that's good.
It sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Will it happen? I'm not sure.
Would you like me to have that as a discussion for next meeting?
It can be an update, whatever, an email update, just kind of what's going on with that. But I do think some type of timeline might help me personally. I don't know if it'll help anybody else as far as lengthening out to.
Well, there's supposed to be a project website that is being put up.
Okay.
We should be forwarded the link to that when it's active.
You can do that.
Great.
Have fun.
There's no other comments. We'll move on to item number 6, update on past CSM projects. Trevor?
Just kind of moving my desk here. Really hasn't been too many CSMs. I had to go back maybe a year and a half to get 4 done, and there's 2 combination CSMs and 2 subdivision CSMs. First one I have on the list is the one 1910 South Webster Avenue that came through Plan Commission this past February, and that's specifically for that quick trip site. Last time I spoke with Peter Schlenz from Brown County, a signature was not requested, and I don't anticipate it now that the site has not been approved to move forward. I do not anticipate a signature coming forward for that.
When you say a signature, you mean?
Just a signature, a final signature of approval.
From the property owner?
From the county.
From the county.
So it will not be recorded.
Right. So I guess that was the combination CSM right there that we looked at in February. The next one is 500 care review that took place last August. That gentleman purchased a property here, and I think you can see it. He purchased this house, raised it, and then asked for a combination CSM, extension of his yard, essentially. I get out there today and take a picture. That's what it looks like from Libel. Has that nice fence, as you probably all have driven by. That's the view from their view, so. Please stop me if you guys have any questions, too. The third one is 414 Lazar. There was a house, as you can see here. The gentleman raised it. You can't really see because of this brush. But it did come out onto Lazar. And I believe, I don't know this for certain, but I believe what the Public Works Department was able to work out is to renegotiate the new driveway to be on Two River Lane here for both properties in exchange for a small section of this lane. And then that way this gentleman won't have to pave this entire strip of Lazar Avenue. They get out there today. They did take out a building permit a while back, but hadn't made any progress until recently.
Did we take our bike trip there last year?
Mm-hmm. We did.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, there was just a.
There was nothing.
There was just some site work.
Right.
Yeah, they hadn't done anything.
And now they're putting rivers on the other side of the street, won't be able to see the river anymore.
So the guy doesn't, the gentleman doesn't anticipate on building two homes on what was once one property. He did have to do some fill work and leave. At the highest point, this is, we pushed 8 feet fill. So quite a bit of fill he brought me. That's the other lot that's vacant currently. And the last one was from last January, 748 East St. Joseph. The gentleman, this was one long lot, and the gentleman split it up into three lots. And he received a variance from the Board of Appeals to a 10-foot variance to make front yard 20 feet as opposed to 30 feet so that he could have three houses facing East River Drive instead of one on St. Joseph, one on East River, and one on, was that Floral? And this is two of the lots, or two of the lots have their foundations poured, but no construction started. And then one has been completed already.
One thing I noticed about that was it just looked like the lot was built up so much higher than the other homes around it.
It was.
It must be within the parameters of to do that, but it's several feet higher than the homes further down on St. Joseph, to the extent that if I lived there, I wouldn't feel real good about runoff.
That was something the...
Just blocking the rest of the world from view because of that.
That was something the neighbors were concerned with. I'm not sure how they went around that. That was kind of before my time. But I believe he brought in 4 feet of fill. He brought up the property 4 feet. It is in the floodplain, so I'm assuming he got a LOMA or letter of graph amendment. So to get that out of the floodplain, and that's why he brought it up.
So essentially, the other houses that are lower are actually in non-compliance with the
that's correct, floodplain. Yeah. Yeah, these do not have basements because of that.
Does Alloy not have the basement exemption anymore? Did you lose that? You used to be able to have the basements in the floodplain.
We do, but you have to, I think you had to build it up a little further than that, so. Is that kind of what you guys were looking for as far as...
So what are the specifics on this particular house? Is it a two-bedroom, three-bedroom?
That I'm not sure. Okay. I know...
Looks like it's more garage than house.
What I had heard from our former building inspector is that the gentleman that was building these was planning on making them almost like maintenance-free homes for... 55 plus, where you don't have to plow the driveway, you don't have to mow the lawn. There's no homeowners association fee or anything, but I guess that's part of the purchase deal. I don't know if that's still the case, but that was.
Okay, are there any additional questions about the update? Right, thanks, Trevor. Move on to item number 7, building permit report.
This is the report I received from our building inspector. As far as everything that all the permits that have been taken out since January. If you look on the second page of the report, the building repair remodel permit for both commercial and residential, that's a little misleading because that also includes new siding and roofing as well. So that's not all remodels. It's actually the majority of that number is siding and roofing. So.
One question. Your building new / addition permit shows that there are four. Is that new houses or additions? How many new houses this year? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I think just from what we've seen, there are two foundations in this project here, and then there's the one down on Lazar. And then there would be the one on Riverside.
There was the house built on Libel where we raised that building.
That Habitat?
Yes, that was last year.
Was that last
year? The permit was taken out on that one last year, I'm pretty sure. And then were the foundations on St. Joseph, were those issued last year or this year?
I believe they were issued last year.
Last year also.
There was that... Also, that another Habitat home, I think on Boyd.
Oh.
I don't know when that was issued either. But.
Can you define what active and archive mean on this table?
Does active maybe means that the permit is still open and archive means that it's been closed out?
That's probably right.
Does 155 active permits seem right since January? Probably, right?
Right.
It's been that many months.
No. Kevin has been pretty busy.
Yeah.
He's only a building inspector for 15 hours a week, and the remainder he's working for the water department, so he stays pretty busy.
Only one failed inspection?
I know originally when he first started, there was he was catching a lot of people that were doing work around the village that weren't getting permits. So initially the numbers were really high. I think now they kind of tapered off. But our past building inspector was only in the village typically on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I think a lot of the voters around the area kind of realized that they could get away with doing stuff on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. So I think kind of a lot of people on those particular days, actually.
I suppose at budget time we'll look at the permits,
right,
and the amount that we got in versus the amount we were paying out before and see if that was a good decision on our part.
Mm-hmm.
Does the village board get monthly updates on the building permit revenue?
No, we haven't. We haven't. And this was just a change as of January. We went back to having some it done in-house and not out.
It was a good choice.
I think it was necessary for our residents.
And the reason why I requested this information, Trevor, was just kind of get a snapshot on, you know, the activity, the building activity within the village, you know, and if there's a way to see if, you know, year over year, if there's more. And I understand you've got a new software system and working through that kind of stuff, but the other commissioners, you can tell me if I'm if I'm wrong, but I think it's good information just for us to see what kind of investment's going back into the community, and specifically the new building permits, and then any major addition or roofing or residing for some of our historic homes. Then we talked about that in historic preservation too, to really have an idea of what kind of activity is going on in historic homes and what dollar values. Because, yeah, typically you only see the revenue maybe every 6 months or at the end of the year or whatever else. But, you know, back in 2006, a lot of communities got caught with their pants down when things really went south, and they had budgeted for a lot of building permit revenue to be coming in, and everything, you know, kind of plummeted in 07, 08. So I just found it to be a really valuable indicator as to the health of the community, economic indicator of how well the community is doing and reinvesting in itself. So if there's a way to take this information, now that we know that you have it, and kind of format it to not too labor intensive, but, you know, possibly just a snapshot. It doesn't have to be this detailed.
Right.
Just a trend line. You know, new homes built, or every month we have a meeting, this many new building permits we're taking out as far as new construction. And that kind of thing.
Or if a value could be
attached value, just
to it,
a value.
So we know,
yeah.
You know, year to year how we're doing.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
I guess there were no. The properties that have had homes demoed were prior to January 2015, I guess.
Well, I'm thinking of the
like the one on Riverside?
Well, I'm actually thinking the one on, yeah, Webster.
Webster.
The dialysis place.
Yeah.
That was this year.
That should have been since January.
Right. In the last couple of months, I think that would came down.
Yeah, there was a
That is that one.
That could just very well be it.
Oh, for commercial, right. There's one for commercial, and there isn't any for residential.
I didn't see two of them. Residential, commercial. Everyone.
It was the whole great house.
That one was this year, that's right. That would have been residential. So that one. That one isn't listed.
On
Riverside.
Well, that would have been before. Which
Riverside, the big white one, the Riverside that came down? The whole great house.
Just south of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
That one was this year, because I was wondering why they waited until this year. If they would have done it last year in December, even it would have come on, they wouldn't be paying taxes on it.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was last year.
I think they waited until January.
January.
Or maybe they had the permit last year and just didn't do that.
Oh, that's true.
Very lucky.
Yep.
Okay, if there's no other comments, are there any? We can move on to item number 8, update on the Bicycle and Pedestrian Ad Hoc Committee.
So this is something we've had our intern working on, emailing a quite extensive list of people we managed to put together. Unfortunately, we didn't receive the interest that we were hoping.
Mm-hmm.
But we did receive 12 interested residents. They're willing to be part of the committee over the next year or so. And I think a lot of them are still very qualified. I mean, we have a range of walkers, a range of bikers, some represented from the business community. We have DOT representative, some from the CPC, which I think is going to be a huge, you know, tool to have. We had two of the public school principals volunteer.
Is Nancy from Webster?
Yes.
And then the other one's from?
From Langley, I believe.
Okay.
One of either Langley or Jody, one is moving away. I believe they received that position elsewhere.
And I see we have Olivia on there, but how long is she going to be around?
She actually agreed, because I, you know, looking at all those lists of names, we don't have any representative from the college age crowd or uh-huh. high schoolers or anything like that. And I think that's kind of important, especially as we develop and look at some entertainment aspects. So I just kind of reached out to her and asked her if she knew of anyone, and she said she would be willing to participate because she does go to UWGB. Her time will be up in the end of summer, but she said she would.
She'll still participate?
Right.
Who's going to be the facilitator of the group? Keep it on track?
Do me.
Okay.
You get to do so many fun things, Trevor.
So we did, Olivia did send out a doodle to all these people last week, I believe. I'm not sure what the response has been, but we're looking at have our first meeting sometime at the end of July.
Are there any comments or questions of Trevor? Okay. Move on to item number 9, next meeting date, July 27th, and agenda items. I didn't hear any agenda items to come out of this meeting. Trevor, do you know of anything that is coming up that we're going to want to discuss on July 27th?
I have a few things that I would like to present. One would be a rezoning of the property. Derby and Webster Avenue. It's existing on compliant building that I'd like to see rezoned. Then I do have Ellers working on a feasibility study for amending the TIF. I believe that should be done, and I'd like to gather the Plan Commission's feedback on that. And also I've been working on a few zoning amendments that I'd like to present. Hopefully I'll have that done.
Yeah, those are all good agenda items. Who are you working with at Ellers?
Greg Johnson.
Are we keeping the meeting time at 6:30 or switching it to 6?
I received feedback from five of the seven members, and those five said they like the 6 o'clock time, so I guess that's up to the commission to make the decision.
I'm fine with 6. If anybody has any objection to it.
I was one of the five.
I was one of the five. Late, but.
Okay.
Also, I would like to have a just brief discussion about our bike tour. We still want to do that, and so what sites we want to visit, so I can put together some of the list of sites that we've approved or worked on over the past year or two, and you guys can discuss that at the next meeting, which ones you want to look at, if you still want to do that too.
That's the best part.
Yeah, I say yes.
Yes.
Can we go to Zesty's afterwards?
If it doesn't get dark now, last year got dark.
Does anybody have anything else before we?
Do you need to throw out some ideas for the bike tour now, or do you want to talk about that next time?
Yeah, I'll just put together a list of all the projects we worked on, and then you guys can just cross them out or.
Dusty. We would. That's with the understanding that we start that meeting early, correct?
Yeah, I think we started.
At least by 5
o'clock.
Okay. Okay.
All you have to do is have the last site be close to Zesty.
All right.
On that, going back to our discussion on Highway 57, it would be nice to know, I'm just recalling that 30% review, which is what they presented this last time, is usually a significant, it requires a response from the user group, basically the community. So I would think that the board has to tell them yes or no, go ahead with this. So I would like to, it'd be great to get a report on what the board is doing and what they're saying and what their thoughts are.
Is that okay, Trevor? You got
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Okay. I can hop with Craig and some of the board and Brad. You can put together something.
Doesn't have to be too elaborate.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to take away something from some of these public meetings because the same people don't attend each meeting, mm-hmm. and so we hear the people who decided to come to this one, you know, talking about why do we have to have a bike trail? You know, I mean, I'm not being facetious. I'm just saying that these organized consensus about what was discussed there, you know, because they're new participants each time, and so
yeah, ultimately somebody has to make a decision.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so
it's got to end someday.
It's good that we're they keep doing this, and, yep. You know. But it's good that we're in some direction.
I think some of it is we really don't have a list of decisions that have to be made yet. We're not at a point where it's like this decision has to be made or this decision. It's still all in the process. And I know there's some concern about the sidewalks being really close to the street and then having a bike lane in there. Wouldn't it be better if we could have bigger places for sidewalks and forget the bike lane because we have a bike trail there.
But there are no bike lanes. They've been removed from the project.
They had them on there.
No, they had what are called bike accommodations.
Oh, bike accommodations,
okay,
but
so
still
it's
to
not
take that off.
It's just right. All it is a wide curb area.
But it still takes up some space in the road, right?
Some, not much. So
they're pretty much required to keep those on the plan, aren't they, at this point, because of that?
They're required to be considered in the design. They're not, the Complete Streets Law does not mandate they're being built, only that they be considered in the design.
Okay. If there's no other comments or questions or anything else, we'll move on to item number 10 and entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Nobody will be going to the parking lot after that meeting last week. My daughter's never been to a meeting.